Ai, kia ora rā, e te iwi e hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa tākou mā whitu ira tahi te iarere. Ai, rungi te waia kōrero, tētahi tino toki, rungi te whira o te whutupōro, ko Nehe Meona Skara, ki te kōrero e pāna ki tēnei wiki haka hirehira, ai, hei haka tairanga i te haura hine ngaro nō reira me tāria ke tātou ki aia nō reira a tēnā koe e Nehe.
Tēnā koe hoa, kia ora bro.
Ai, no reira me temata tāua tō tāua kōrero, haka raupapa hia kō wai koe no hia koe, hia hā tō mahi matua.
Kia ora hoa, he uri au no Ngāti Porou ki tōku māma, tōku whānau Milna, he whakapapa ki tērā wāhi, tāho tōku pāpa no Tapuika, me te mautere o Tonga. Engari, te puake au i roto i te papa i oia, i kura ana au. Engari, enei wā, kanoho au ki te whanganui ātara, tākaro fu te pōro, tonu mo te kapa manawa tū, i roto i te Bunnings MPC competition. Anō reira, kia ora.
Ai, nei rati mea tu kia koe, hei whai wā ki te kōrero kia hau i te rangi nei, e pāna ki tēnei kaupapa tino haka hirehira mō tātou katoa Aotearoa. Thank you again for taking the time out to join me this morning and speak on this really important week that we all sharing in today. We all have taken a part of it, and who knows whether we're all going to require some assistance in regards to Mental Health Awareness Week. So can you give us a little bit of a kōrero about what it is that you're actually doing in regards to this week?
Kia ora, bro. Yeah, it's obviously, as you mentioned, Mental Health Awareness Week. In terms of my mahi, bro, I think I'm just trying to share my story, share some of the ups and downs on my journey, especially with around whutupōro, and sort of hopefully people sort of resonate or find some value in terms of their own hidinga, in terms of what they're going through, and they can use things to help them. I've partnered up with a website, an app platform, Clearhead, who have released some new sort of resources this week on their website to coincide with the Mental Health Awareness Week, that people can go and check out, bro. So yeah, I think for me this week is just around supporting some awesome kaupapa that are out there and continuing to remove that stigma and try and normalise these kōrero, because I think there's sort of that perception that everyone has things figured out and you're not allowed to have your struggles or there's certain ways of dealing with them, but you know, we all come in different shapes and sizes. We all have our different backgrounds, our own upbringing. So it's a complicated, complex thing to unpack. But just understanding that there is support out there, and you're just trying to keep reinforcing and encouraging people to access that support, and just have a bit more of a whakaaro, a bit of a think around what well-being sort of looks, feels like to you, and the ones that are close to you and your whānau and all that.
So what's helped you to even have the confidence to come and be a part of this, knowing that you've had ups and downs, and especially when you start to become a bit of a celebrity and you also have these expectations once you reach a certain stage? What are some of the tips that you can probably share that's helped you to even get to this stage to be able to share as you are in regards to this kaupapa?
Yeah, bro, like you said, I think my journey through rugby sort of amplified that sort of pressure that I felt within myself. And so, you know, always having that perception that you got to always be on point and be awesome at all these things, and you're not allowed to have these sort of setbacks or struggles or figuring out how to deal with them. So I always reflect back to 2016 was my first major injury, and I tired. A lot of my identity was around rugby. Being mean at rugby sort of correlated to being mean as a person or as a man. And when rugby was taken away through injury, I just really struggled to find that sort of sense of self-worth. And so a big tip, you know, well, yeah, just using my own personal experiences, were around finding that balance and finding meaning in a lot of other things. And bro, there's so many of those for me, especially with, you know, support of whānau, finding hobbies outside of rugby, tapping into my, you know, friend network, and then also being of service. So that was a big driver to help me cope with my struggles, was actually talking about them and sharing with other people, because they found, you know, value in that as well. And I also realised that I wasn't alone in struggling. You know, we all have our ups and downs, and that's just part of life, bro.
Exactly. And it doesn't really matter what sort of causes those struggles, because we're seeing at the moment another young celebrity in the rugby league side, young Reece Walsh. He's going through a bit, but there's been quite a bit of support coming behind him, because he is only young, but he's very much a young star like yourselves. You've all experienced that. If you were to be able to kōrero to a few other young ones who are sort of going through the same thing, what is something that you'd like to share, a message that you'd like to share this week?
Oh, bro, I think always sort of go back to that awesome kōrero. Hea te kai o te rangatira, he kōrero, he kōrero, he kōrero. So just walking, bro, and trying to, the more I feel that we can open up, that not only helps ourselves get things off our chest and be a bit more vulnerable, but it also empowers others, and you end up creating sort of these spaces where, you know, if things are, you know, not going too well, then you can sort of speak to people that you can trust and have these relationships and lean on those people. And yeah, just another thing, bro, is that also there's always light at the end of the tunnel. Like these tough times, you know, similar to the weather, there'll be a stormy, crappy day, but you know, the next day the sun will come up and it'll be absolute beauty. So just having that sort of whakaro in the back of our minds that, yeah, there will be some times we will struggle, but we're not alone, and they will pass, bro, and we will come through them in a better space and be into thriving and enjoying life.
Absolutely loving that kōrero, Nehe. Finally, can you give us a reminder again about where we can access this new content series, these new resources that feature yourself in a lot of this kōrero?
Yeah, basically jump onto the Pai Tukutuku, the Clearhead website. I think it's just .co, or just search it up on Google, Clearhead. It's just an awesome website that has heaps of resources, bro. And not to say that they're the perfect ones for you, but it's just, I think, encouraging people to try different things. And, you know, something might work and you'll find it really beneficial, and some you might not, but that's, either way, it's Kei Te Pai. And I think just opening our, trying to grow our kitty, our baskets of all these tools and strategies that help us, well, not only us, but help others as well, that we can bring with us on our journey through understanding and getting better with our mental health.
Nei rā te mea tu kia koe, he whai wā ki te kōrero kia hau e pāne ki wēnei o ngā tūmomo kōrero, ngā tūmomo āhuatangi uhia ki runga i a mātou. Nō reira, he tino mihi atu ki a koutou ka tōmo wēnei o ngā mahi rangatira, wēnei o ngā rangahau, wēnei o ngā rauemi, hei tauawhi i a mātou i tēnei wā. Thank you again for joining us and offering us another avenue. As you said, it's not the avenue, but it's another avenue that we can potentially take to assist us along our journey.
Ai, ala, tēnā koe, bro, tēnā tātou.
Ai, ko Nehe Milner, Skara, tērā, no Ngāti Porau, koia tētahi o ngā tino toki i rungi te papawhira mō te whutu pōro, koia tētahi o ngā kapa ōpango o mua. Nō reira, mene, hehia nā koutou te whai atu tētahi huarahi ai tauawhi a koe, i wēnei o ngā wā taumaha i kiriungi a koe, i e pāna ki tēnei hauara hinengaro, tēnā whai atu i tērā pai tukutuku mō Clearhead. Nō reira e te whānau, mau tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, i wā tukou māwhitu, i rātahi te iarere.